I'm your bro Easy, and as usual, we're gonna kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Brought to you by Life with Lemon. She is the star of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Did you hear about the two radio antennas that got married?
No. Sorry. What happened?
Well, they said the wedding was okay, but the reception was awesome.
Oh, I get it, because...
Yeah.
Their reception is good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it is time for this week's BWOTW, which Dayton has for us.
Or Big Word of the Week. Yeah, it's always that. Brought to you by All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. The Big Word of the Week is integrity, which means the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles and moral uprightness.
Wow. Do you have integrity?
No, but I have the meats. No, I'm just like, I do have integrity.
Okay. Do you know somebody who has integrity?
I said I do. I know me. We're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure about that?
Okay. Now moving on to this week's African American Athlete, presented by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. This week's African American Athlete of the Week is Zion Clark. Zion Clark was born with caudal regression syndrome, a condition that impairs development of the lower half of the body. Given up for adoption as a baby, Clark was bounced around from foster home to foster home. It was not the ideal situation. Even with Zion's multiple dilemmas, he still went on to have a successful career. He ended up becoming a college wrestler. If you would like to learn more about Zion, you can use Google. But he also has a documentary on Netflix. So, Dayton, does this story inspire you?
Well, it inspires me that you can like be anything, no matter how you feel or how you look, you can just, as long as you believe and try your best.
Yes. I like that.
I like that laugh.
Okay. Now we're gonna roll our way to our next segment.
Yep.
Which is, Would You Rather?
Okay, boys. Get ready to get Would You Rather, because that's what we do at Bro vs. Bro Institute. Gets changed every time. Would You Rather is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Casey, would you rather have magical powers or technology powers?
Magical powers, probably, because I can make magic things happen.
Well, son, there's a choice.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What's your answer?
Well, I don't really know what technology powers are. I guess you can, like, throw to computers with your mind.
That would be telepathy. Okay.
Yeah, computer powers. I would have magic powers also, because technology powers just sound so weird.
Yeah, you could just look at your phone and it just charges.
Oh my god.
Okay. Now we're gonna call our way to our next segment. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you make no sense, son.
But the reception's still good.
Ew.
Okay. Now it's time for this week's Quote of the Week, presented by Howell and Krause Attorneys at Law, located in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And this week's Quote of the Week is more of a phrase that our African-American athlete Zion Clark lived by. This phrase is, no excuses. no matter what the situation is, you should always find a way to do something, is what this means to me. But Dayton, it's time for the big moment. What does it mean to you?
Well, pretty much means no making up some lies, boy. It happened, and it happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that... Okay. Now we're going to go into our next segment, which is shout-outs, which, as you can know, we do every week. So, if you would like to be on next week's shout-out, you can contact us at bravsbro@outlook.com. Some of the things you could win are, let's see.
Fame winning mani packs.
Yeah. Man slash woman handbags. Shirts. And, I don't know. More stuff.
Yep.
But anyway, here, time for our shout outs. Our first shout out is Coach Elliot from Sugar Creek Rec Center.
Our next shout out is the Grove Presbyterian Church.
Our next shout out is Corinne C., who is a college student at IUP, or Indiana University at Pennsylvania.
Our next shout out is Faith at Westminster College in Pennsylvania.
And Alex H. at Norfolk State University.
Okay. And now our very last one is Connor M. at Penn State University.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of college students this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to go into our next segment, which is our tech fact, which Dayton has for us.
Well, this one's very interesting to me because on the 1st of April in 2005, NASA pulled a prank telling the world that they had found water on Mars.
Oh, so they just like, they were like, you know what? We're too serious all the time with rocket ships.
Rocket ships.
We're gonna trick the world into thinking we found water on Mars. And like, how do they explain that? Like, people are like, oh yeah, so you're just taking prank and you're... That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, they just, I don't know.
I understand it was April Fool's Day and they wanted to be part of
the
vibes.
Yeah, the good vibes.
But come on now, Ness. Man, okay.
Come on, get it right. All right,
next segment and final segment, sadly, for this time around, is the book recommendation. Presented by the Hair Cafe, located at 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. It is run by Miss Latrina. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Now for our book recommendations, which is Mr. Limoncello's Library. Kyle Keeley is the class clown, popular with most kids, if not the teachers, and an ardent fan of all games, board games, word games, and particularly video games. His hero, Luigi Limoncello, the most notorious and creative game maker in the world, just so happens to be the genius behind the building of the Newtown Library. And if you would like to learn more about Mr. Limoncello's Library, you can get it at probably your local library or
Amazon
or a bookstore.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you would like to send us in any of these segments that we have just discussed at Bro versus Bro, you can contact us at bro versus bro@outlook.com. And you could win any of the things that we've previously discussed. And as we start to wrap up this podcast, we'd like to keep giving our prayers and, I don't know, our prayers to the people who are still suffering from Hurricane Florence. You know, always good to do that. Okay, this week our song was Choice of Colors by Curtis Mayfield. And our producer / director, BL Self.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, PD.
Because what will we do without a therapy dog?
Nothing.
And like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
See you guys later.
Bye.
And share with black folks not of kin. People must prove to the people a better day is coming for you and for me. With just a little bit more education and love for our nation, would make a better society. Now.